Well, I'm glad this one isn't about meteorology and statistical calculations. It's something I'm more familiar with, which is hydric soils and alfalfa dipyridyl. And this is a great session because several of the talks are looking at new technologies and that can help us practitioners in the field identify hydric soils. So those of us that have been at this game for some time are probably familiar with alfalfa dipyridyl dye. It is a liquid dye that we can apply directly onto the saturated soil surface. And if the soils are reduced or anaerobic with respect to iron, the dye reacts with that ferrous or Fe2 plus iron in soil solution, causing the creation of this pink or reddish color that you can see in the figure there. So this is a simple diagnostic test to identify reducing conditions in the field. Very, very handy when you can get the that reaction to occur. Recently, there has been the development of some paper test strips, which are essentially litmus paper, like you would use when you're managing your pool or your hot tub, that show the same reaction. So the alfalfa dipyridyl dye has been embedded into these test strips. And they were not developed by hydric soil scientists or for, you know, wetland delineation purposes. They're for some sort of industrial manufacturing purpose. But we can potentially use these strips to evaluate the reaction in hydric soils. And so that was our objective, is to compare the reactivity of these paper strips with the traditional liquid dye and see how accurate these strips may be and are they going to be useful for practitioners in the field. So our approach is that we looked at potential detection limits of the paper strips compared to the liquid dye. We looked at compared their reactivity across a variety of soils and simulated field experiments. And then we examined potential degradation of both the dye and the liquid strips, which has been reported anecdotally over many years, especially that the liquid dye is degraded by both light and heat conditions. So results of this, we were recently reported in a SSAJ article that we put together with my colleagues, Dr. Christine Van Zomeren of the Army Corps of Engineers, Steve Curry, who's now working in Jacksonville, Florida, and Lenore Vasilis of the NRCS. So feel free to look at that citation or contact me if you can't get a copy. So what did we find? We put together liquid solutions containing known amounts of ferrous iron, and then we put either the dye, a liquid dye, into those solutions, or actually inserted one of the paper strips into the solutions. And so you can see as the concentrations decrease from 10 milligrams per liter down to zero, we saw similar reactivity with detection limits of about 0.31 milligrams per liter just based on a visual assessment. So you can see where the yellow box is on the screen, that you can see a slight pink color developing in both of those. And you can actually see the paper strips in the bottles here. I mean, if you can't see it, then come see the poster this afternoon because the picture's like this big, and so you'll be able to see it then. So similar detection limits. We tested these in five different soils with a variety of soil textures, ranging from organic to fine to very sandy, and a variety of iron concentrations and a wide variety of carbon content. We saw iron reduction after 8 to 32 days in these bins using platinum electrodes. The liquid dye and the paper strips displayed identical reactivity. So when the first day that the liquid dye worked, the paper also worked, indicating that this is a reliable technology. Interestingly, the reaction lagged behind the platinum electrode data in two soils. And so I'd love to talk to some of you about that at the poster session this afternoon. And then finally, we looked at the potential degradation. And so we put these, both the strips and the paper, in controlled dark and cool conditions, and then exposed them to a combination of light and heat. And we saw that both light and to a greater extent heat and the combination of the two did both lead to degradation of the dye and the paper, although it does appear that the paper may prove slightly more robust in field conditions vis-a-vis the pocket of my field vest. So please come see the poster. It's number 1109. I'll be there this afternoon at 2:30. So come by and see us, and we'd be happy to talk some more about these strips. With that, if there's time for questions, I'd be happy to take some. Okay.